Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio using the supreme law of the land and the checks and balances that made America great. We the people have a role to play. Get involved in the culture war, ladies and gentlemen. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Dr. Scott Bradley's with me, still on the road, but nevertheless ready to rock and roll. Welcome back to the broadcast, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I've just watched a beautiful sunset from the top of sunrise from the top of a hill where I have to go to get a little bit of cell coverage. Hopefully everything will hold together while we are able to visit on the radio. And I can enjoy a beautiful, it's an early summer day in Montana. So we'll see what happens.
All right. There's so much to talk about, so little time. I want to talk about the rhetoric of Donald Trump for a second. Donald Trump now is erupting on rhinos, issuing a scathing statement saying these stupid people are nasty, jealous, not smart, and they're of no use to the greatness of our country. They talk, they criticize, and they complain, but they don't have the ability or the talent to get anything done. They are short-sighted losers. Anyway, he goes on and on and on. And I'm saying, you know what, right now, we've got a great win on Roe versus Wade. It's not enough, I know, but it's a huge start. Thank heavens the Supreme Court got it right this time. All they really did was stop the evil that was done over the last 50 years, and good for them. But it's not time to have attacking rhetoric against individuals. I don't see how it's helpful. I don't see how it'll help us win friends or influence people or anything else, whether it's COVID, whether it's abortions, whether it's right to keep and bear arms. I think what we do is we stick with the science and we don't attack people, but we really discuss appropriate talking points regarding the truth. When it comes to your right to keep and bear arms, that's a God-given inalienable right of self-defense codified in the Second Amendment. The founders understood that's something government can't touch. We also have John Lott's book, you know what, More Guns, Less Crime. So the science is clear on the right to keep and bear arms. And the documents that are the supreme law of our land are very clear. Joe Biden and crew have no right to infringe there. It's scientifically fact-based discussion here. Same thing with abortion. Look, the pro-death agenda, the whole purpose of government is to protect life. Okay, otherwise there's no value in government at all. So the pro-life stance is the way to go. Now, Joe Biden threatening to use the Justice Department and every tool at his disposal to undermine the Supreme Court. Okay, look, I'm not attacking Joe, but look, scientifically, we don't have any right to murder babies. God said multiply and replenish the earth. That has never been rescinded. So stick with the science. And if they try to move to abortion pills and ship them across state lines, look, that's still abortions. And so maybe the laws aren't caught up yet, but we need to be clear about the science of it. Even the birth control pills oftentimes literally become abortifacients and create murder of babies. Intentionally thinning the lining of the uterus so a baby, a fertilized egg, cannot attach to the uterine wall. Again, an abortion, a chemical abortion has taken place. Let's be clear about the science. When it comes to COVID, they lied to us, and now with 55,000 pages a month forced release from the courts, we now find out scientifically, hey, not only does the COVID do a lot of damage because of the spike protein to people, but the vaccines add insult to injury. The evidence is clear. We don't need to use rhetoric to attack people. We need to preach peace as we follow the Prince of Peace, and we need to stick with the scientific reality of the discussions at hand. And we can hold the moral upper hand, the moral high ground, by our kind delivery, but insistent delivery, our consistent delivery of facts. That's where we ought to stand. With that introduction, Dr. Bradley.
You know, Sam, I hear you about the science, and I understand where you're going with this, I believe. And I think that you have a great deal of wisdom in what you're sharing, but let me just put a point of caution. There are those that believe that science is unchanging and nothing could be farther from the truth. Basically boils down to theories and suppositions and experimental process, and the scientific process involves experimentation. And over the centuries, what was once a well-understood fact in the vernacular of the world has become very questionable and untrue. It's always been untrue. That's the problem. But further evidence has shown that the things that were thought to be true are not. And so sometimes we get people, Dr. Fauci, for example, that says, we have the science. That's Bravo Sierra, people. There is no science whatsoever behind what Dr. Fauci has been preaching. There's no science behind the safe and effective promotion of these things. It is absolutely something you cannot say. They did not do experimentation that allowed them to determine the safety or the efficacy of it. And we are finding through experience that their so-called science is faulty. And so, yeah, I hear and see what you're saying, Sam, and we do have a lot of evidential processes we can go through that will say, we've got the right stuff, and we do have the right stuff. And I tend to want to go with principles. And correct and true science ultimately will bear out principles. And the principles of liberty have not changed because some Nazi germy came into our country, supposedly, that caused tyranny to descend upon the nation. Those principles are unchanged. The legislature is the only one that can create law. The legislature is the only one that can create law within the limits and bounds that are established within what the voice of the people had approved. It is the right of the people to select their form of government. And they did. They ratified it. And you cannot change it, regardless of what some people try and spin a new set of science on us. You look at, we could make probably innumerable examples of where science has been proven wrong, or at least the perspective. I'm not sure we have a true example right now of how the atom looks, the little atomic particles and how the electrons and the neutrons and the protons all interact with each other. And I mean, there's been so many scientific facts presented in the last 100 years that have been proven false. And so I hear what you're saying about the science of the gun stuff. Okay. We do have very strong evidence. And you mentioned John Lott's book, More Guns, Less Crime. I think that's when you're talking about, published back in 1998. People ought to read that. More Guns, Less Crime. He did one of the best academic reviews of what firearms are like in modern society, and found that if you have firearms, you have less crime and by and large less violence. There's another good book I'd like to recommend is Roger McGrath's book, Gunfighters, Highwaymen and Vigilantes, Violence on the Frontier. That came out in 1984. I think in 87 they came out with a paperback. It's cheaper to get that way. Gary Kleck came out with Point Blank, Guns and Violence in America, back in 1991. We have very strong evidence that the principles that this nation was founded on, that the principle of the right to keep and bear arms, is sound and good. And in spite of all that, we talked last time we got together on Friday about the screaming baboons that are running things. We have a lot of screaming baboons, and they're Republicans and they're Democrats. And honestly, Donald Trump has been a screaming baboon. I mean, it's sad to say, but he's not the most eloquent and articulate individual. He sounds like a kind of a schoolyard bully when he picks fights with people. But the fact of the matter is, he stood for red flag laws and hoped for their implementation And in fact, that's exactly what this Senate bill is doing. And it's wrong. It violates principles. It is not scientific, if you like. Well, if the science has indicated in the past, it's not there anymore. So, I mean, I think we need to go with principles. Principles are unchanging. God's principles that we can go back to is foundational. So, anyway.
I agree with God's law. So here's the phrase from Donald or from Joe Biden. Biden signs bipartisan gun safety bill into law. Now, first off, I don't believe it's law, ladies and gentlemen. You've got a supreme law that says it shall not be infringed, and you've got this law now. I believe the supreme law takes precedent. Then he said, God willing, it's going to save a lot of lives. Now, if we look at God's law or scientific reality check via study after study after study, God's law says I have a right to keep and bear arms, and that won't be infringed. That's a fundamental God-ordained right of self-defense codified by our founding fathers that now we can either attack our enemies and verbally assault them, or we can stick with the facts. We can stick with science, and we can stick with God's law. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We also have coming up a celebration with Dr. Scott Bradley, myself, and Richard Mack, the 25th anniversary of Mack beating Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court is today. Did you know that? Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be. Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right, go on, take her hand. Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right, raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear.
Yeah.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, so I agree with Dr. Bradley. We need to be very careful if we just follow science because oftentimes they lie about science, and oftentimes science is against God's law, and then later we find out that science jives with God's law. True science, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in its final form of scientific evidence and facts, the goal of science, would eventually square with God's law. In the meantime, though, sometimes science can lead you astray, thus Dr. Bradley's warning, and I concur with that. But I will say this, we can either attack our neighbors over everything we disagree with, which is what the Donald Trump is doing, or we can go back to the science and the God's laws and the facts, and we can work out the truth. And I think if we hold the moral high ground, we can stick with these scientifically proven facts. When science is in question and we just don't know, or when it's not real science, we need to point that out. But I think that science in its true form will eventually conform to God's law. And we need to remember to stick with those things in our debates. I just don't think it's helpful to try to attack your neighbor, call them stupid, imbeciles, idiots. I just don't think we get anywhere with that. one of the things we need to keep doing in America most or foremost is keep talking. Because if we're not talking, we're in real trouble. And if we can talk and we can make our points kindly, directly, clearly, backed by evidence, then I think we can make progress in influencing even the folks who disagree with us the most. Whether it's gun control, whether it's climate change, whether it's COVID, whether it's abortions, I think that's where we ought to stand, Dr. Bradley.
Well, absolutely. Let's go back to principles for just a second here. The principle is that the Constitution is superior to any legislative enactment. What's happening right now, and you can take the gun control thing or anything that's going on right now, losing our religious liberties, any process, that they're trying to use legislative enactment to overthrow the protections that have been vouchsafed to us in the canonized word, if you will, that has been approved and ratified by society is unchangeable. See, legislation can change. I mean, legislators cannot bind future legislatures. But the Constitution does bind limits and bounds. And so what's happening right now is that the legislature and the executive are attempting to overthrow a constitutional principle. Now, if we go back to how Noah Webster, one of the founding fathers, defined constitution, he says a constitution is paramount to the statutes or laws enacted by legislature, limiting and controlling its power. So what does paramount mean? Well, it's superior to all others. It's eminent, of the highest order. It's the chief. It's the rankest of all of them. So the Constitution is paramount to statutes or laws enacted by the legislature, and it limits and controls the power of the legislature. Right now, what has happened is the legislature has exceeded its constitutional bounds. It's got outside the sandbox. It's out playing free range now. And we, the people, have not agreed to allow that to happen. We limited it and bounded it to the specific delegated authority that was included. And as you know, from the Declaration of Independence, that it's the right of the people to be able to change or abolish government and keep it within the bounds that have been established. So the consent of the governed has been obtained when the Constitution was ratified. We did not give consent of a new legislature or a new president to change those limits and bounds when they got elected, or falsely elected, however you want to really get to the bottom of it. That approval, the consent of the governed, was given when the Constitution was ratified. It has not been withdrawn. It cannot be modified other than by Article 5 process that's in the Constitution. The means were put in there to change it if it were wrong and needful, but we have not done that more than 27 times, and I question the ratification of some of those.
Yeah, a significant things. Number of those, right?
But the fact of the matter is they're exceeding their bounds. They are trying legislatively to create things that are not authorized.
And right now what they're trying to do is legislatively overturn the courts on this Roe versus Wade thing right now. We better watch for this in every state of the union and at the general government level. Now, when the government gets way out of bounds, which it often does, Roe versus Wade is one example, took 50 long years, 62 plus million baby murders. But now we've basically backed away from that, and we're having some common sense there. But the government literally stated, hey, you know what? It was unconstitutional to murder all these babies. Boy, howdy. Well, there's a lot of unconstitutional things that are happening, and the government's getting shut down over them. Joe Biden tried to violate the Constitution and force vaccines on people. Thank heavens the court said that's unconstitutional. You can't do that. Well, 25 long years ago now, there was a big battle between Bill Clinton and sheriffs. And strangely enough, right when we talk about this passing this new gun control bill, 25 years ago, this was settled. Sheriff Richard Mack with an update. Sir.
Sam, it's great to be with you. this beautiful Monday morning, and it is an amazing day. And Dr. Scott Bradley, thanks for being here also. And I was listening to both of you, and you're absolutely so correct. And I was surprised by the state of Utah already coming out and making a strong stand against abortion. And I'm surprised that Governor Cox supported any of that.
Now, you know, Utah just got sued by Planned Parenthood, though, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. But how can they sue them when the Supreme Court just turned it over to them? Just say, hey, now this is a state issue. So for the first time, it's a state issue. And the state said, Planned Parenthood, your time in Utah might just be up. So now, an amazing thing. But that brings up something else. And I wanted to tell both you and Scott this. This decision didn't go nearly far enough because it still has taxpayers paying for Planned Parenthood. And that's as ridiculous as funding the NRA or funding the CSPOA. In fact, I think I might just be doing this in the very near future, sending a letter to all congressmen and senators, telling them that I want $2 million a year for the CSPOA. They decline it, then I can sue them for equal protection under the law, because they passed a law, supposedly, pretend legislation, to fund Planned Parenthood. They would then be obligated to fund any and all other private organizations, no matter what the service is. The service does not matter. And so that any private company or organization, whether 501c3 or not, doesn't matter, for the federal government to fund them with taxpayer dollars is probably the most egregious thing that has ever happened, except for legalizing abortion in the first place. But providing the money for these abortionists to continue their work is absolutely astonishing. I'm surprised Planned Parenthood is wanting to go public with this to get beat up all the more. But that is one thing that should happen, and maybe CSPOA is just the one to bring that to their attention, especially in view of the fact that the Republicans had a chance to defund Planned Parenthood and they didn't.
You know, Richard, it's interesting. Richard brings up a very, very germane point. By the way, it's good to visit with you, Richard. We haven't talked for a while, but thank you for being on with us. And I don't want to distract too much from this 25th anniversary thing that Sam brought up, because it is a watershed moment. And I hope we'll come back to that. But back during the Trump administration, he signed a bill that funded Planned Parenthood to the tune of $500 million. We're talking $500 million here.
Every year.
Keep renewing it. Yes. And the fact of the matter is, Richard is absolutely correct. That is every bit as unconstitutional as anything else they've ever done. But presidents keep signing this, and it's such a travesty, an injustice. Think for a moment. They're taking taxpayer dollars out of every one of our pockets, and they're giving it to a private organization to perform abortions. They say, oh, we don't. We use it for other purposes. Well, that frees up funds and allows them to use their other funding sources to kill babies. I mean, this is an absolute travesty. There is no right to redistribute anybody's wealth. I don't care if you're a foreign tin horn dictator we're sending money to, a foreign war, a treaty thing that we're doing, the United Nations, Planned Parenthood, anything, the states, none of those are constitutional. There's not a shred of constitutional authority to redistribute wealth. And people say, oh, the welfare clause. The welfare clause does not mean the dole or redistribution. And no. We'll talk if you want further about that. But anyway, I wanted to throw my 2 cents in before we got the break.
Roger that. Quick pause. Sam Bushman, Sheriff Mack, and Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats continue to attack the Supreme Court and the Constitution over their Roe versus Wade responsibility handoff to the states. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, on ABC News.
They have burned whatever legitimacy they may still have had after their gun decision, after their voting decision, after their union decision. They just took the last of it and set a torch to it.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed two payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918. More than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession, American basketball star Brittany Griner is to appear in court Monday for a preliminary hearing ahead of her trial in Russia. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A Staten Island ShopRite employee is under arrest for attacking former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Sunday. Police say Daniel Gill, 39 years old, slapped Giuliani on the back while he was handing out flyers at the store. Gill is facing a second-degree assault charge for hitting a senior citizen. Giuliani was at the ShopRite, stumping for his son Andrew Giuliani's run for governor. The Colorado Avalanche won hockey's Stanley Cup Sunday with a 2-1 victory on the road against two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Forward Mika Rantanen on KUSA 9 in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, it's surreal, you know. That's what you dream of when you watch hockey when you're 5 years old and just dream about playing in the NHL, and you never really like think about winning it until it's actually there, and it's hard to describe. I'm so happy.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, how much of your tax dollars goes to fund Planned Parenthood to Sheriff Richard Mack's Wise Point? Answer. According to Fox News, over the past 10 years, the abortion giant, meaning Planned Parenthood, has received $4.3+ billion. If you figure that out, it's $500 million a year to Planned Parenthood. That's we, the taxpayers, funding the pro-death agenda, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to move on from this point because we'll be talking about it over the next several weeks as this unfolds. They're unleashing violence all over the nation. We've got to have a calm, cooler head in this, ladies and gentlemen. We need to stick with the facts to the best of our ability. And we need to be very, very careful of this. But think about that kind of money. It's out of control and needs to stop. That's where we need to push next, to defund Planned Parenthood and any other abortion baby murdering agenda ASAP at taxpayers' expense, that's for sure. All right, today's the day. It almost reminds you of the play Newsies. Seize the day. The 25th year anniversary of the SCOTUS ruling, Mack versus United States. It was over the Brady Bill. And I find that apropos that we celebrate the 25th year anniversary of the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in America. And I bring it up at the time when Biden just signs bipartisan gun safety bill into law. History repeats itself 25 years later. We celebrate, but they keep coming after our right to keep and bear arms, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, they do, Sam. And I've been looking at that. In fact, I actually I talked to you about today being the 25th anniversary of the decision, June 27, 1997. Justice Scalia rendering his opinion, writing for the majority of the court in a 5-4 split. It was one of the most amazing days of my life. CBS News called me the day before or a couple of days before and asked me, I was not sheriff at the time. I just lost my race about 9 months prior to this. And so CBS News asked me if I would go to Tucson so they would be immediately available for a televised interview with me regarding the case. CBS actually woke me up real early in the morning, and they said, "You won." And so we'll have our camera crew downstairs where they had already got a room at this, I think it was the Sheraton in Tucson. And it was an amazing, amazing case. And the more I have studied it, as you well know, Sam, the more I've been convinced that this is such a powerful decision that every law school should be teaching assiduously to every law school student. But as you know, Michael Peruca says the problem with lawyers is that they went to law school. So my decision has been so powerful and so broad. Every time I look at it, it's amazing. I mean, it actually says that we have held, however, that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we would apply that and use that? And I have one of the biggest accusations against me and CSPOA and you and probably Scott Bradley too, is that we think that we can put, as Scott was saying earlier, we think we can put the Constitution ahead of state statutes. Well, that's exactly what we're supposed to do. And it's paramount, as Scott said, and it's the supreme of the supreme laws. And nothing is subservient to the Bill of Rights. It is the untouchable part of our laws that Congress and government officials cannot touch. And so I love this when it's reinforced so well by this history lesson that Scalia took us through, the only time in history when sheriffs sued the federal government and won a major landmark case. And my complaint is this, is that we get accused of saying that we can pick and choose which laws to enforce, and that we have sheriffs that have said, no, I will follow the Supreme Court. I will follow and enforce and comply with their decisions. Hardly any sheriff in this country follows and enforces this decision that was done by sheriffs. And many of them have never read it, studied it. In fact, I would still say at this point, it's still 98% of the sheriffs in this country, okay, I'll be nice, because some of them, a lot of them have been trained by us, and so they've studied a little bit. 95% of the sheriffs in this country don't know a thing about this decision, nor have they ever read it. And again, this reinforces our oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution, and that the Constitution is supposed to become part of our jobs in what we execute as sheriffs and peace officers in this country. And man, I love this decision. I just did a presentation in Florida Saturday. General Flynn was there and some great people. And when I got through this part, that the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions, and it protects us from the crisis of the day. Scalia talking to us as if he were talking to us today, and it is such a powerful decision that we're supposed to resist the temptation to concentrate power in one location just to take care of, quote, the crisis of the day. And it's such an indictment against the Biden administration and just about every administration that has happened in the past 80, 90 years, that good ideas and good intentions do not qualify for constitutional legislation. This decision, I would have to tell everybody listening, go to our website, get a copy of the highlighted version of this case. If you go to shop, you'll see it. the Supreme Court decision for state sovereignty. Everybody, every high school student, every person, every home should have this book in it so you can read and understand what our founding fathers established for America.
Dr. Bradley.
You know, Sam, maybe I can throw a few cents in here. I mean, but Richard really is the guy that took he took this to the mat, a great risk for himself and everything else. But and if I recall correctly, what happened with this Brady bill, the Brady Bunch bill, was that they heaped upon the sheriffs of the nation the responsibility to enforce federal law. They said, okay, all you guys, you got to jump through these hoops every time somebody tries to have a firearm. And all the sheriffs were going to be basically federal law enforcement agents that had been basically commandeered into performing that labor. And when Richard and Prince got their teeth into this thing, it was like, holy cow. What, you know, the ramifications of this are far beyond a Brady bill. The ramifications of this, it's across the board. If it had been allowed to stand, the sheriffs would have been a law enforcement arm that was tasked with the responsibility of doing whatever our federal masters required. And Richard says, no, we aren't going to do this. And so what happened is, and the decision on this that he's stated Scalia did such an eloquent job of bringing forth, the decision doesn't just apply to the Brady Bunch bill. This decision is something as wide as every encroachment of the general government upon the people of this nation. And the sheriffs need to wake up and fly right and say, holy cow, we are not the toadies of these guys. We're not the puppets of these guys. When the BATFE comes in, or when the IRS comes in, or any of these other alphabet soup organizations that are seeking to overthrow the freedom of the land, that are basically devouring the substance of the people, as talked about in the Declaration, when that happens, the sheriffs need to say, heck no, this ain't going to happen, baby. I could say it a lot stronger. This is Bravo Sierra. You guys get out of our face. And the fact of the matter is, this decision could be one of the most far-reaching ramifications the Supreme Court has ever put down. But as Richard points out so clearly, almost nobody knows about it. You know why? They want it down the memory hole. You know, George Orwell in his 1984 Ministry of the Truth is all in full force. I mean, it's glory, whether it's going through YouTube or Twitter or it's going through the media. It is absolutely, it wants this one put down the memory hole. And we need to.
And I would submit that all 3,000 sheriffs in the country, ladies and gentlemen, when Biden signs, quote, gun safety bill into law, this is where the sheriff should be standing up going, no. 25 years ago, we got the quintessential Supreme Court ruling on this already. Shame on you, Biden. Shame on you, House. Shame on you, Senate. Shame on you, Republicans. Shame on you, Democrats. Our right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We are celebrating the 25th year anniversary of Mack beating Bill Clinton, one of the greatest 10th Amendment decisions ever rendered. Dr. Bradley, Sheriff Mack, and Sam Bush back in seconds.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1. That behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2. Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens. Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Sheriff Richard Mack joins us, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day, the 25th year anniversary of the SCOTUS ruling, Mack versus U.S. Richard beat Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton said, we're going to shut down your right to keep and bear arms via the Brady Bill. Sheriff Mack said, not on my watch. Bill said, I'll arrest you. Sheriff said, I don't think so. They went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the greatest 10th Amendment decision in American history was rendered. Dr. Bradley.
You know, I think germane to this specific topic and the current events and everything is a Tucker comment. I always introduce St. George Tucker as the preeminent constitutional scholar of the founding era. I don't know if I can prove that, but this man was a brilliant constitutionalist. And everybody needs to read his book, View of the Constitution of the United States. But here's the deal. This is what he said. It applies to what Richard did. It applies to what Biden has done, in opposite ends of the scale, of course. But here's what he said. The Congress of the United States possesses no power to regulate or interfere with the domestic concerns or police of any state. It belongs not to them to establish any rules respecting the rights of property, nor will the Constitution permit any prohibition of arms to the people or of peaceable assemblies by them for any purposes and in any manner, whatever they may see occasion. So, gentlemen, in one little paragraph, Tucker captured the idea of the limits and bounds of this general government. Now, there's other things we could go on, and in the interest of time, I won't. But he was very specific. There is no crime, zero, none at all, that the general government can say we have preeminent authority in this, except for those mentioned in the Constitution. Let's say counterfeiting, for example. Piracy on the high seas, but there
and
is
treason.
Nothing. Yes, absolutely, but we need to talk about what's going on here. But the fact of the matter is, the Americans today are under the tyranny of a general government that has assumed authority in any aspect of our lives to create crimes and dictate the punishments, and none of that was intended on the original principles this nation was founded on. I need to throw this back to Richard, though. Richard is the man. He put this thing together for this great victory that happened 25 years ago. But it's a victory, in my opinion, that needs to be applied across the board, not just simply on doing a background check on somebody, which is kind of where it started out. But it is broadly stated enough that this can go across the board in any encroachment that the general government attempts to overstep their constitutional bounds on. So, Richard, I thank you for having the courage to do this. I thank your wife. I mean, go give her a big hug and a kiss, because I'm here to tell you, if she hadn't have been behind you, I think this would have been really tough.
Oh, it would have been impossible. Yeah, it would have been impossible. She really made the decision, and there's no question. And Sam and I have talked about this lots of times, but there's no question that I really can't take the credit for hardly any of this. It was such a miracle that from the get-go, when I was converted to the Constitution, going to a seminar for police that was taught by Dr. Skousen, when he converted me to the Constitution, how I moved from Provo Police to Arizona to run for sheriff, the miracle of being elected sheriff, the miracle of having my wife totally support me in this. And she said, now we know why you were supposed to be sheriff. There's no question that she is absolutely correct about that. And then as soon as the Brady Bill is filed and done with, I got my marching papers from the citizens of Graham County, went up to Utah and tried to run for sheriff there. The FBI and IRS raided my office 3 days before the election, and this front page of the Provo Daily Herald, Mac raided by the FBI. I mean, there are just so many different legs.
Yeah,
to this
that's election fraud on a different level, isn't it, gentlemen?
Yeah, exactly.
Just raid their offices at really the FBI did. 3 days before the election.
3 days, yeah. The huge headline that changed the election. But I will say this. It was a very spiritual experience. It was a real roller coaster ride that my wife and I have talked about lots, ups and downs. And it was something that has changed our lives as a family, changed my life forever. And I would just say this. This was such an inspired decision, an inspired case, that I would again recommend and urge everyone in this country to get to know this case and find out what your sheriff should be doing to protect you. And you can see a lot of that in this great and wonderful decision rendered by the U.S. Supreme Court on June 27, 1997.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we mentioned that Richard was the man on this. And I don't think we bring that up to give Richard praise as a person. What we do really want to highlight, though, is the leadership that relates to this, ladies and gentlemen. When a good person stands up and does what's right, it's really vital that we, the people, back that person. So on the 25th year anniversary, I promise what I'll do is do my very best to echo this Supreme Court case win by Sheriff Mack, really to highlight the importance of understanding that we have a right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed. And you know what? This is something that we really need to be aware of and celebrate and focus on. And sadly, not enough people know about it because the mainstream press has really done their very best to bury this news. As Dr. Bradley wisely said, they just want to put it in a memory hole where no one remembers it. We got to prevent that. We've got to stand together and make a difference. But it's not really about an individual, but we do need to recognize appropriate leadership, and we need to be grateful when leaders stand up. Richard Mack stood up big, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? He's taken a beating. They've called him a conspiracy theorist, a constitutionalist, whatever else, since. Talk about character assassination. Over winning at the Supreme Court, the one breaking the law was Bill Clinton. Right? Now we have another leader doing a tremendous job, in my opinion, who just won at the Supreme Court. You may not have heard about it, but his name is Joe Kennedy. He's the high school coach, the high school football coach that was fired by his district for his brief solitary prayers after his team's football games. He just won at the Supreme Court a huge free speech rights fight. Okay, the government's out of control on this. The government schools are out of control. This gentleman, Joe Kennedy, stood up, and here's what the Supreme Court had to say. Listen to this. The court's majority held the free exercise and free speech clauses of the First Amendment protect an individual engaging in a personal religious observance from government reprisal. The Constitution neither mandates nor permits the government to suppress such religious expression. Wow, that's huge. Not broad enough, in my opinion, but a huge start, another victory. Dr. Bradley, then Sheriff Mack.
Well, okay. Boy, I wish there was time. Religious liberties are under attack in this nation. The U.S. Civil Rights Commission in 2016 put a 296-page document out where legislatively they want to destroy the First Amendment. They want to limit and bound your expression of your religious beliefs so that you cannot, in the public setting, do that. Now, the institutions, the big churches, are really remiss in this because they say, oh, we can still practice our ceremonies and our, you know, whether it's in a temple or synagogue or in a chapel or wherever, we're, religious liberties are protected. No, that is an individual God-given right. It doesn't matter how big or small a religion is. If you have a religious conviction in your heart, you can express it, you can defend it, you can be public with it. And the fact of the matter is that this adversarial relationship has been fostered since the early 1960s, when the Supreme Court unconstitutionally entered into this fray with no precedence, no right, no authority, and they have been fostering an adversarial relationship. I'm so grateful for this Kennedy victory, but we the people need to understand that our religious liberty is being encroached upon horribly. It's a concerted, planned, agendized effort at the highest levels of government, and this is another setback to their efforts, but we need to play on this one like we do with Richard's victory before the Supreme Court and say, it ain't no more, guys. This is not your role. You can't walk on me.
Amen to that, Sheriff Mack.
Well, that was fantastic. I don't think I could say it any better, but I will applaud Coach Kennedy. I believe this occurred in Texas, did it not, Sam?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. And I'm astonished that Texas allowed this to get any further than it did. But this is a good man doing what he believed was right. He did not force any of his players to participate. I would be dead set against that. A school teacher saying something about God in classroom, that's okay. A school teacher saying, you must believe in Jesus or get down and give me 20 push-ups or get down and pray right now so that you will have the Spirit with you to tell you that Jesus is our Savior. No, nothing like that. We have a right to even not be religious in this country, and I think that is guaranteed also in the First Amendment. But what this man did, it was very personal to him, what he was doing, and he absolutely hurt no one. And we've got to remember in this country that the Constitution does not protect us from being offended. So that's what we need to get over in this country, is that if, oh, that might offend you. You know, that might offend LGBTQ, or they might offend a person of color or a Mormon or whoever. I don't care. I don't care if you're offended. The Constitution doesn't protect you from being offended. It's talking about preserving God-given rights, and this man was exercising his God-given rights, and I absolutely applaud Coach Kennedy.
Oh, I guess he was in Washington State.
Oh, was it really? Okay. All right. I don't know why I thought it was
Sam, here's, I'll just give you one sentence. I know we're out of time, and I apologize, but here's what Tucker said about the limits and bounds. He said, all felonies and offenses committed upon land in all cases not expressly enumerated in the Constitution being reserved to the states respectively. The general government has overstepped its bounds in every regard. It is way outside the limits and bounds. We the people need to say, we ain't going to do this no more.
Amen.
Yeah, the question is, how much will this coach get for the abuse and his firing? I don't know. Time will tell, but we got to hold government bureaucrats accountable at every level, gentlemen. We got to do so peacefully. We got to do so with the facts. We got to look at God's law and scientific reality. We can't just attack everybody else individually. What we got to do is stand on the moral high ground and take on issues and win the debate by our moral arguments, holding the moral high ground. That's who we are. It is about God, family, and country. It is about protecting life, liberty, and property. It is about following the Prince of Peace. Let's start there. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We're flat out of time. For Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. For Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. And for yours truly, Sam Bushman, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, and brightyonradio.com, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.